Good morning, Mr. Charles. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
Very well. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning. Earlier, we talked with Jesse Rossman, who is a general staff attorney for the ACLU. Apparently, there has been an issue in which a resident for Howell wanted to play his guitar in front of a business. He had permission from the business's owner, had done so for a long period of time, and then police came up and stopped this gentleman from doing so. His name is John Flanders. Well, apparently the ACLU was involved and sent you a letter, and since then you believe that you've created some resolution for this. Why don't you tell us about the story?
Yeah, just as you described, Mr. Flanders had started playing in front of a local business early summer, June-ish or so, played for about a month. We were aware of it when he started playing. At some point, probably latter part of June, we started getting concerns expressed about him. Specifically, the concerns that was his, him approaching people on the street, seeking basically donations or towards him playing. And that's the point in which we kind of stepped in and said, sir, you can't do this. We have a noise ordinance on the books right now that does prohibit playing of musical instruments. There are some constitutional questions there. We've actually had discussed in the past this idea of permitting street musicians, but on the list of things that we've got, number of projects we've got going right now, that's one that we haven't gotten to. We asked Mr. Flanders to stop playing. He did at that time. There's no incident whatsoever. Everybody was very polite to each other. Mr. Flanders then sought out the media to tell their story. ACLU reached out to us probably early part of July, late part of June, and expressed their concerns and our interpretation of the ordinance. We told them we were always open to additional information. About a week ago, they emailed us, the city, a letter with their opinion. They also emailed the media exact same time. So we're kind of in that tough position of getting calls from the media at the same time that we're getting calls from the ACLU. Ultimately, last night, council voted to suspend the noise enforcement of the noise ordinance as it relates to street musicians and directed staff and our Downtown Development Authority to develop a permitting process for street musicians.
And it seems like the issue at hand wasn't necessarily the volume of the music that Mr. Flanders was playing, because his music wasn't amplified. But you want to make sure that there isn't panhandling going on, if you will. I know he had his guitar case open so people could take donations, but there was some concerns on whether he was seeking and maybe going beyond just letting people walk by and throw monies in.
Right, and what the concerns that were expressed to us was it wasn't just, if he had just left the case open and whatnot, it probably wouldn't have been an issue. What the concerns expressed to us were that he was walking around, there's a seating area next to the front of the business in question, and he was walking around, standing by people, playing, definitely seeking donations, if you will, towards that. And that's really what tripped our interest and why we stepped in. Again, we had a business complaint at the time. The business has since rescinded their complaint. Mr. Flanders has permission of the business in question to play in front of it. So at this point, the city's fine with it. We'll continue to monitor it. But it's never been a question of whether or not he could play. The city did not have a concern about that. It was the act of trying to seek donations, if you will.
So at last night's city council meeting, you suspended any of the, I guess, or the ordinance itself, and now folks are going to have to register, if you will, and have a permit to do so.
Well, and yeah, I mean, what we're going to do next is develop a process. Communities have a right to manage time, manner, and place on these type of questions, and we just don't have a good structure in place right now for dealing with that, and that's something that we'll be developing over the next few months. There's some city ordinance amendments that will have to be developed to ensure that we can do this.
Where is this corner located where this downtown Dairy Queen is? A lot of traffic go through that area?
Yeah, it's at the corner of Grand River and State Street. It's right next to the historic courthouse. volume on Grand River is upwards of 30,000 cars a day. So it's quite a busy corner.
Do you have other street musicians also trying to play?
We don't have any that we're aware of.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like you found a way to find resolution to this and move on to bigger and better things.
Hopefully.
Well, tell me, before we let you go, what's new and newsy out in Howell?
Oh, we just had done with our Melon Festival. It was a great, great family event this weekend. Still trying to figure out how many people came to town. It's an event that's in its 50th year. A lot of great things going on, a lot of great merchants, a lot of great farmers markets. That was this past weekend. This Sunday, as always, we have a farmers market down on State Street. Encourage everybody to come out and check it out.
We're talking with Howell City Manager Shay Charles on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Also wondered about Howell High School. I know that, and this may be older news, but I'm wondering how it was resolved. Wasn't there some building done out there, and then it was stopped? Whatever happened with that?
We were referring to as Parker High School. Mm-hmm. It was a school that was completed about 5-6 years ago. It was actually a project that was started funding for it and conceptualized in early 2000-2001. By the time the project was constructed, the economy was starting to soften, and obviously it's taken a few steps backward from there. It's a building right now that the Howell School District is trying to work through, trying to figure out what's the best use of it. School funding had not kept up with their expectations or projections, so they're in a tough situation where the number of students didn't come, nor did the funding increase as it should have over the years. So they're trying to figure out the best way. I know Ron Wilson, the new school superintendent, is doing a great job of trying to resolve that and bringing it back online.
Was that to be a second high school or the new high school?
It was going to be a second high school.
And where was that located?
It was down south of town off of D-19.
Okay. And so there is a shell there, but it just isn't completed?
Well, no, it's actually complete. It was occupied for a year as they renovated the existing high school. Now you're testing me on issues that I don't do on a daily mm-hmm. basis. They moved the students down there for a year, about 3-4 years ago. Did some major renovations at the Howell High School, which was the original building. Moved everybody back to Howell High School, and then they have some usage on Parker High School right now. I believe Lansing Community College is in there, as well as they're renting out part of the space for a TV show called The Wannabes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was recently out with the family doing some school shopping at the outlet malls there, and I knew that for a time Howell, it was just exploding out there with all the folks moving out there. Then the sour economy came, and so that put that high school in peril.
Yeah, it really did. So when you look at the school aid funding formula, it's a per capita formula. Actually, the Howell School District is one of the lowest per capita districts in the state of Michigan, which kind of makes it tough. We saw a lot of growth, a lot of increase in cost of living. So you had those kind of worlds colliding at once, and then obviously the challenges with the economy that we have right now have really affected their projections. We're not nearly where we thought we would be. On the other hand, they're doing good. It's always has been, always will be a great school district. We've got, like every community in Michigan, we've got our set of challenges, but a lot of great things going on out here.
All right, Mr. Charles, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate your input.
No problem. Thank you, Tony.